Today's our third day focusing on touch, and this is going to be how you touch yourself. And this is very G-rated. For example, I'm thinking about things like twirling your hair. My roommate in college had a very unusual habit of reaching her arm over her head to her opposite eyebrow and kind of sort of combing the eyebrow with her fingers. And it was a very self-soothing thing. She didn't know where she got it. I never saw anyone before or since do that. I tried it because I watched her do it for a whole year. I was curious. And it was kind of interesting and self-soothing. So what are the things that you do during the day? Do you crack your knuckles? Do you twirl your ankle? I have one client who gets on the table and always does something weird with her with one of her legs, like a little teacup, like a flamingo. We all have these kinds of movements that we make that we don't think anything of, that are either self-soothing or just habits that we don't know. So this is an opportunity for you to actually go in to find out. If you light on one particular thing that you do all the time and you don't know the story around it, if your parents are still around, you might want to ask them, hey, do you remember when I first started doing this? Do you remember how old I was, where we were? Things like that. It's a way to get a little more information about how your body responds, which is what we've been doing all along and what we will continue to do on this challenge, so that you're more connected to how your body operates and why.